Saturday, September 19th, 2015. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thank you for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit spingola.com for links for today's program. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left. Please also visit screensandyhook.net for information about my newest book, Screening Sandy Hook, Cause and Consequences, which is an expose on big pharma, big government, and what the elite are perpetrating against the nation's residents. The book is available as a paperback, hardback, or as a Kindle from Amazon, and of course also from me. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.net, a site that one of our listeners created and maintains. I hope that the listeners will consider subscribing to those sites in order to post comments about our program. During the program, email any questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls later on in the program at 800-313-9443, but please wait until we open the phone lines. My guest today for the first 2 hours is Kyle Hunt, who has a program, The Solar Storm, on Renegade Broadcasting, and that is renegadebroadcasting.com. They also have renegadetribune.com. I encourage the listeners to visit both websites. Kyle recently released a video based on Thomas Goodrich's book, Hellstorm, and the video can be seen at hellstormdocumentary.com. And Kyle, how's that video going?
It's still going well. The main problem is that the version that I uploaded to the Renegade Broadcasting YouTube channel got some legal complaints. It was very unclear what really? They were about. Yeah, and I cleared up any copyright claims on the video, and yet it's not even removed from YouTube. It's just sitting there and unable to be viewed in any country or continent or planet, even Antarctica. You're not allowed to watch Hellstorm there, at least this version of it. There are plenty of other copies out on YouTube, on Vimeo. They're on all sorts of sharing programs, the torrents and everything. So people can view it by going to hellstormdocumentary.com. You can view it in a number of different languages for the subtitles. And also there's a full German version with German voices doing all of the lines in German. So very, very exciting the reception it's gotten, except it really has put a little bit of a damper on the viral nature of the film by removing the video that had almost 350,000 views in a little over 3 months.
Holy cow. Well, considering that YouTube and the ADL hooked up in, I think it was in 2008, the ADL is kind of monitoring things. So naturally, they're not going to want this video to have any kind of exposure at all.
Right, and I can understand somewhat how this video would be banned in certain countries that have very specific laws about Holocaust denial and World War II racism. However, in the United States, where we're supposed to have freedom of speech, I just don't understand what kind of legal complaint could get this video banned from YouTube like that.
Exactly. Of course, they make up these copyright laws just in order to attack. And of course, it's the content of the video. It certainly has probably nothing whatsoever to do with copyright issues at all. But what are they going to say? We don't like the content? No, they're going to talk about, legalities and copyrights. And they probably have not given you any specific details.
Clear up both the copyright claims, which were absolutely ridiculous to begin with. And with the fair use law that is in place, you can release these videos that do have materials that might be copyrighted by other people if it's for educational use and being freely distributed.
People who are attempting to tell the truth about World War II, the Holocaust, and what actually happened in Germany during the war. It was absolutely decimated, that women were raped, that the whole country was torn asunder, that every single city that had over 50,000 people was bombed repeatedly, and then they went to the smaller cities. So, of course, this is all stuff that they want to cover because, well, after all, the victory, this was a good war, right?
Right. And this doesn't just apply to World War II revisionism. They're trying to shut down really anybody who's telling the truth about what's going on today, and specifically about Jewish power. And there's the old saying that if you want to find out who rules over you, simply learn who you're not allowed to criticize. And if you you look at the hate speech, you look at the anti-Semitism laws that are out there, it's very obvious who's ruling over us.
Sure. Well, if they have the power to make the law in, what is it, 16 countries that you are not allowed to talk about certain things, I mean, it must be very interesting. I mean, it is very interesting that they use the power of the law to shut people up.
Right. And truth needs to be enforced by law now, apparently.
Yes, apparently that it is. Oh, my goodness. Well, I was listening to your program about the invasion of Europe. And, should we talk about your background a little bit?
Sure. I've got a very, diverse background, to be honest.
Okay. Tell us who you are.
Sure. Well, I am someone who has always wanted to get things right. I've not necessarily been on the right, you know, although I'll always be labeled far right. I prefer extremely correct. And school. I did very well in school. I was a valedictorian of my class in high school. I went on to a pretty prestigious liberal arts college. I double majored psychology as well as theater. And I really enjoyed what I did, both the research of psychology as well as I was a set designer and lighting designer for theater. I thought I would like to go on and perhaps work in the movies, but something just told me to stay away. I'm very glad that I did. Instead, I went out after college and worked in Silicon Valley for a little while, and I've been very interested in around the technology sector, and that's why I've picked up a lot myself, and I really do think that people out there need to start learning more about web design, and just it's so easy now with WordPress to be able to get information out. We need to be the pioneers in new media. And people like you, Deanna, you've been doing this for a while. More people need to start doing something. And what they can do is contribute to something that's already out there, like Renegade Tribune. So I've gotten involved since going out to Silicon Valley, kind of a year of extreme awakening to all sorts of things. September 11th. At that time, I was involved with the Ron Paul campaign. That was in 2007, 2008. And I started getting a little bit politically active. I was a little bit more of a libertarian then than I am now. But I've really dedicated the last 7 years of my life to getting as many people aware of what's going on in the world as possible. And I've had many different ways of doing that, making short videos, doing the radio programs, broadcasting in 2012. We've been doing live radio ever since. And I think really helped to change the conversation of the alternative media and help kind of, as our opponents, the progressives like to say, I've helped to push the envelope. So they've been pushing uncontested in one direction for so long. That's why I think some brave people need to start heading in the opposite direction. And not just as reactionaries, but doing so intelligently, knowing what they're opposing, why. So I've been trying to really be a force of propaganda, doing things that are short and simple, reach large amounts of people, but also providing an education for those people who are already awake to what's going on. And I think both of these approaches are necessary to bring in new people, and then also to get the people who are in on the right page, because there are so many people within the alternative media who are seeking to take you from one box that is controlled and put you into another, perhaps smaller box, which is still just a pen. And this is something that our opponents have spent a lot of money on, millions upon millions, at this point billions, what they have been doing in terms of propaganda efforts. Sometimes it's been known as, you know, COINTELPRO. You've got the Cyanim out there doing what they're doing. You've got the Hasbara. You've got all sorts of people who are waging a psychological war upon our people, especially people who start to get a little bit awake, because those are the people that are the biggest threat.
Absolutely. Probably your schooling has brought you to this one. I was just so impressed with Viva the Hellworm. I was just awestruck.
Thank you. When you start to learn the truth, it's, and this truth was just that devastating that I needed to share it with the world, and I'm glad it was effective.
Exactly. And I did interview you and Thomas right before it came out or just after it came out, and that's been, I don't know, 3 months ago. I'd have to look at my schedule. But we have talked before, and when we talked, we did talk about Germany and about the video. And so I just applaud you for doing that. That was tremendous. And,
thank you.
So now in the program, you say at the bottom of your biography at the website, that you are a man on a mission, and I think that is true for a lot of us, that we seem to have this mission that we are going to attempt to educate people, and sometimes this is rather difficult because people are not availing themselves of the resources that are available. So I do think that the video Hellstorm and other kinds of venues like this, vehicles, are really good. I really do. Because a lot of people, younger people particularly, are not reading like they used to. And so video seems to be a pretty good way of teaching them. Of course, there's all kinds of garbage out there that is printed via video. So you have to kind of discerning depending on what you...
I think they're trying to actually flood us with too much information overload, so that we can't get to the kind of the needle in the haystack.
Right, indeed. Now, you were talking, and I really do like Renegade Tribune. I think that's terrific. And you were talking, you wrote an article, and I read that article, and I thought, aha, aha. And then on the program, you did a program just recently within the last week on Renegade Broadcasting about the invasion of Europe. And, of course, what people see on the television is that all of these refugees are fleeing from Syria and certain parts of Iraq, and that all of these European countries, as well as the United States, should take all these people in. Now, we recognize, and I've always said, that, you know, if we bomb, like the U.S. bombed Iraq, first in 1991, again in 2003, that if you go in and destroy a country, well, people are going to leave the country to find a better, to find work, to find refuge. But this is a little bit different. This recent invasion it's a little bit different. And a Syrian girl, you mentioned Syrian girl, and the reasons that she gave, I think there were 8 reasons for the fleeing of people from Syria and parts of Iraq. Could you share those reasons with us?
The reasons she gave were actually why Syria was targeted in the first place.
Okay.
And those reasons are, one, Syria's central bank is state-owned and controlled. And, of course, the U.S. Federal Reserve is not. It is privately owned. 2, Syria has no International Monetary Fund debt. 3, Syria has banned GMO seeds. So genetically modified food, mm-hmm. not allowed in Syria. 4, Syria's population is well-informed about the global power elite's influence in world affairs. 5, Syria has massive oil and gas reserves. 6, Syria clearly and unequivocally opposes Zionism and Israel. 7, Syria is one of the last secular Muslim states in the Middle East. 8, Syria proudly maintains and protects its political and cultural national identity.
Those are all legitimate reasons. I mean, this seems to be like a really great country. You can apply the same kinds of things to Libya, or could have, before the U.S. went in and destroyed that country.
Oh, yeah. Syria was, in a good sense of the word, very progressive amongst the Middle Eastern states, especially when you consider Saudi Arabia, our great ally, where women are wearing burqas, all dressed in black, with just little eye holes, and completely oppressed, going against our Western values 100%. But they're our great allies. Syria, they actually protected their minorities. They had a very diverse population, all sorts of different people, Christian, Sunni, Shiite, and also the Yazidis have a large presence in Syria. And they all were relatively living peacefully together. No real big problems. And then, of course, comes along the manufactured Arab. Then when that didn't work to topple, they had to get a little bit more creative. And that's where we get ISIS from.
Right. And ISIS, could you tell us who backs ISIS, what it is, when it started? We're going to break in about a minute. But, yes, tell us a little bit about the background of ISIS. I guess it's pretty much like Al-Qaeda.
Pretty much. It's... Also, you could think of it as Salafism or Wahhabism, which is coming directly out of Saudi Arabia. It is the radical Sunni Muslim kind of manifestation that we're seeing. And it is backed not just by the Saudis and others and Qatar and the UAE, but it is all Mossad. In fact, the Mossad used to be known as ISIS, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And you could even see somebody admitting this decades ago that the Mossad came known as ISIS.
Oh, that's interesting. That is really interesting.
Right. It really is. And then when you see how ISIS does not attack really any Jews, you know, they don't attack. They attack Christians and they attack Shiite. They attack Europeans. But Israel is completely off their radar, completely. They just like they're Arabs that like going and attacking other Arabs. Apparently, it's very strange unless you know what's really going on.
Sure, and of course you're never going to get that from the mainstream. Of course, they've made Assad like some evil monster, and amazing.
Yeah, Assad actually one of the strongest leaders actually around the world, and it seems like the Shiite leadership has been one of the few groups to actually cave to the Zionist wishes. They have the Sunnis kind of on lockdown.
Okay, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today. Have a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to come to our website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. You had a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.T.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is less space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one reason to be without. Play your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com. Your first issue ships immediately. Get all details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6500. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today for the first 2 hours is Kyle Hunt. He is the founder of Renegade Broadcasting. That website is renegadebroadcasting.com. And he also has renegadetribune.com, which are wonderful websites. I invite you to visit those websites. And when I first visited renegadetribune.com, the first picture, the image that I recognized immediately was Barbara Spector, and she's just a notorious, well, she's not a very nice person.
No, indeed.
She's very arrogant. Oh, the first time I saw that little, it's less than 2 minutes, the video of her saying exactly what was going to happen and that they would not be liked for their participation in making Europe multicultural. And so, anyway, this whole invasion of Europe. So continue. Tell us more about ISIS and Assad, and in fact that the mainstream media is making him the villain.
Yes, definitely. Let's stick with that, and then we'll put in big picture of what's going on with the Europeans. It all starts to come to first. Actually said in interviews that ISIS thing is obvious. That is the version of Islam that's well documented. That the U.S., Great Britain, Israel has been funding, arming, and supporting in every way, educating, training ISIS and al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, pretty much all the same thing, which is an effort to topple the legitimate government of Syria. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so glaring between Bashar al-Assad in Syria and, let's say, the Saudi royal family and Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia. You would think one would be the natural ally of us in the West and one would be a bitter enemy. And it's completely flip-flop to what one would naturally think. And John McCain, who used to tough talk so much on Islam being the devil, pretty much, mm-hmm. has completely flip-flopped himself and has been one of the key people in bringing ISIS to fruition and making it a major player in the world.
Yes, isn't that ironic?
Yes, it really is. He went over 2013 on Memorial Day, when you should be thinking about the country's dead, mm-hmm. and not trying to make more of them. What he's doing is trying to create a war that will get more soldiers killed.
Yes.
But for now, it's pretty much U.S. proxies with some air support as well in Syria. And actually, Assad earlier this year remarked that Israel is al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. And he's been saying more recently that if we don't want these refugees flooding into Europe, we've got to stop funding the terrorists. So he knows what's going on. He can see it. It's not just his propaganda. This has all been documented, how supplies from the West are going to fund ISIS. These same people who are being trained and funded and armed are the same people who are now flooding into Europe. Now, there are no checks. There are no border checks going on whatsoever, ID checks. People just say, oh, I lost it in the war. My house was mm-hmm. bombed. And mm-hmm. it is absolutely incredible. They stoked up all of this fear about Muslims to get us to go to war, to go invade their countries, bomb them to hell, And now we're supposed to just be completely trusting of them. They're our brothers and sisters. Islam is a religion of peace. You know, so they still have to kind of maintain this this very disturbed thinking, this cognitive dissonance, where when Arabs are in, and Muslims, when Muslims are in their own countries, we need to go and bomb them to hell because they are the worst evil terrorists ever. You know, as John McCain said, bomb, 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 bomb.
Oh,
bomb,
yeah, he's a piece of garbage anyway. I mean, he's just...
But when they come to our lands, we're supposed to open up our hearts, our pocketbooks, our
right.
our families, our houses, and just welcome them in.
Sure. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com if you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax collected by voluntary clients. To learn to unvolunteer, continue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to a subsequent result to contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Indiana. Our guest today for the first 2 hours is Kyle Hunt, and he has a program. He has a network, Renegade Broadcasting. His program is The Solar Storm, and Renegade Broadcasting is renegadebroadcasting.com and renegadetribune.com. He is the creator of Hellstorm, The Rape of Germany, based on Thomas Goodrich's book. Do you think, well, when you look at the reasons for immigration, immigration is usually provoked by many things, famine, persecution, and warfare. Do you think that that Europe and America would be having this problem if the first Bush administration had not invaded Iraq in 1991?
We might not, but it's not just that these countries are being war-torn. Part of it is that they're being economically crushed if they do not get along with international finance,
okay.
But which means essentially international Jewry.
Right.
But the thing is that we wouldn't be inundated in the West with these refugees if our own traitorous politicians were not incentivizing them to come. If you didn't have, apparently George Soros is part of this W2EU group, which is giving pamphlets to all of the people, let's say in Turkey or other places before they cross into Europe, giving them pamphlets with all of the organizations they need to contact when they get there for help in all these different countries, giving them roadmaps and pretty much showing them how to game the system. If we did not have people like that incentivizing and educating and just putting up basically the big billboard like they've done in the United States saying, if you come here, we're going to take care of you on the backs of our own citizens.
Right.
And that really has caused the flood. And they are the ones who need to be blamed for any deaths that occur at sea because they're the ones who are calling them over. And this is... It is very much a humanitarian crisis, but the media is never showing you the humanitarian crisis that is facing the European people, the genocide that is facing them, and the very down at the lowest level, the rapes and the attacks and the murders, and just the absolute awful feeling of having your city taken right from underneath you, your town even, and just having to tolerate this very alien culture in your land and very alien people who in the past have actually conquered you and enslaved you. We're not taught our history properly, so we don't know what the Ottoman Empire was doing with the Turks, as I said, how they reached the gates of Vienna before being pushed back by Jan Sobieski. They see Vlad Dracula as a monster instead of a hero of Europe for staving off this invasion. We don't know our history properly, how the women were enslaved in harems, how our children were stolen from us. In the Ottoman Empire, it was as janissaries, little white babies, 1,000 a year, were taken and trained to then kill their racial kinsmen, other European. These were the elite guard of the Ottoman Empire, were whites who were turned against their own. And also, how about the Moorish invasion? So the North Africans basically owning all of Spain for almost 800 years, the enslavement, sexually and otherwise, that was going on. The Barbary pirates, these people who have been attacking us with their jihad for well over 1,000 years now, we're supposed to just say, oh, they have a peaceful religion, and we need to let them all in. Didn't you see that little dead Syrian boy on the beach? Oh, mm-hmm. Doesn't your heart just go out for him? And the way that they're manipulating the masses is just,
it angers me so much. Is it the media that is manipulating? And I think, too, getting back to George Soros, he also gave a lot of financing to the community of Ferguson to stand down and let the riots and all the destruction occur. And you also look at what has happened at about the same time as the first invasion of Iraq. You had NAFTA, which sent out the production of a lot of our production was outsourced. And at about the same time, I believe it was in 1996, that they destroyed the Mexican peso. So we've got people coming in over the south border, or whatever's left of it. And so we are being invaded here. And also, do you think that the people who are leaving Syria are angry? They're angry. They've been forced from their homes. They're angry. They're resentful. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. They have been taught to absolutely hate us and blame us for what the actions of our controlled governments are doing. Yes, we should hold some responsibility for not ousting them earlier. But these people in the highest levels do not represent us whatsoever, represent the will of the people in any Western nation. And that is why they are absolute traitors in allowing our gates to be completely opened.
Right.
And about the media's role, The Sun, Rupert Murdoch's paper over there in the UK, he had the photo of little dead Aylin on the beach, and he also had basically said, we need to bomb Syria for Aylin. The amount of cognitive dissonance that somebody needs to have to accept those two things together is incredible, because the bombing of Syria is what caused the deaths of these refugees. It's what caused the refugees in the first place. We need to hold our leaders accountable, not let them blame us, guilt trip us for what they have done.
Exactly. And that is what they have always tried to do, to appeal to our emotions. We need to open our borders, open our hearts, because of these dead children or the humanitarian effort. When in fact, as you say, it's our money or their money, our money, that is causing the problem at the behest of our traitorous, treasonous leaders.
This isn't the first time that Jews have opened the gates to European lands. You can go back to the 1960s. Dr. Kevin McDonald did a great job of just showing all of the Jews who were involved. Teddy Kennedy was the kind of the front man, right. The Shabbos Goy, but there were a lot of Jews behind the scene opening up the borders to the United States. But we go back even further than that. I'm saying going back to the Moorish invasion of Europe. A lot of people don't know this history, but the Jews were feeling persecuted in Europe. The reason being that they were enslaving Europeans, and Europeans were starting to get a little angry about it. Mm-hmm. And they, feeling persecuted, wanted to basically get back at the Europeans and ensure that they would not be further persecuted. So they invited the Moorish invasion. They coordinated it, and when the Moors were at the gates of certain well-defended cities, they just magically opened up. And it is well documented the role that Jews played in opening up Europe to that 800-year-long domination by Muslims. And they're doing it all again. They are openly doing it. Whether it's not being in a position of influence over the immigration policies or lack thereof, it is their role as media or their role in all of these different Jewish advocacy groups that have been pushing for open borders. It is incredible the amount of Jewish influence that has gone into opening up borders, not only in the United States, but in Europe and basically every European country. And they openly talk about it all the time. Maybe not always as bluntly as Barbara Spector, but it is just incredible. Their hatred of white people and the gall that they have in just coming out and saying what their plan is. Like the Jewish general, Wesley Clark, who was the NATO Supreme Commander. And he was referencing the NATO in 1999 when he said, there is no place in modern Europe for ethnically pure states. That's a 19th century idea, and we are trying to transition into the 21st century, and we are going to do it with multi-ethnic states. And so you see what they're doing now. Right. You see how they're working also with their Semitic cousins over in the Arabian Peninsula. These are their cousins. We always hear about anti-Semitism. Semites include Arabs. So they are not always at odds with one another, as we are taught to think. We're basically programmed to think that there is a battle going on in this world between Jews and Muslims, and you've got to pick a side. Mm-hmm. That's the way that is usually framed. And what I have seen is that throughout history, they have often sneakily worked together to enslave and exploit Europeans. And that is what they are doing today. That's why the UAE, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and others have taken in zero refugees. They do not want these refugees in their countries, not just because of being an economic burden, but because they're trying to push them in the exact opposite direction. They are aiming them towards Europe. Mm-hmm. And it is a colonization effort. The Jews could never do this on their own. They could never physically colonize Europe or the United States because they have such small numbers. But they have learned very well how to rule over and work with their Semitic cousins, and that's what they're doing now. To colonize and rule our lands completely.
I've always thought that that the Jews were kind of standing on the sidelines and getting the Arabs and the Caucasians to fight together, the Christians and the Arabs to fight each other while they sit back and just enjoy the program.
That's one of the ways you can look at it, the goy versus goy conflict. They do not really care about the welfare or well-being of the Muslims.
Right.
They view them as a goyim as well. However, a lot of the people that we see as Muslims are not really such. For example, the Saudi royal family. In 1969, King Faisal al-Saud said in a Washington Post interview, "We, the Saudi family, are cousins of the Jews. We entirely disagree with any Arab or Muslim authority which shows any antagonism to the Jews. But we must live together with them in peace. Our country, Arabia, is the fountainhead from where the first Jew sprang and his descendants spread out all over the world." So what we're really dealing with here is not just, you know, Christians versus Muslims versus Jews. I see them honestly all working together. That's why the Pope is saying we need to bring in all of these refugees. Everybody needs to open up their borders. And it's a coalition that we're seeing here that is taking over the globe. And yes, you look at the prominent role that Jews are playing, it seems like the Muslims and the Christians are pretty much just their Shabbos goy, but they have them on lockdown for the most part, except it seems perhaps for the Shiite population, which is the minority in Syria, but they do rule the country, the Alawites in particular. So what they're doing is really trying to solidify their complete control of the Middle East. And part of this has to do with the creation of Greater Israel. Without thinking of this, the whole thing doesn't really make as much sense. People see Jews being persecuted by all these anti-Semitic Arabs that are going to Europe, and they're saying, well, why would Jews be doing this if their own are going to be persecuted for it? Well, Jews have always been willing to throw some of their own under the bus in order to further a larger agenda. But what they really are seeking is to get as many of these Arabs out of Greater Israel as possible. This is where a lot of these refugees, so-called refugees, are coming from Iraq and Syria. But honestly, a lot of the people going in to Europe right now aren't even Syrian. They're just saying they are, or buying a passport.
Sure.
But in general, this massive population is coming from what is known as, to the Jews, as Greater Israel, which is supposedly promised to them by Yahweh. It's the land between the Nile and the Euphrates. And we all know that they want the whole world. But Israel, the kind of their Jew capital, they want to be this massive chunk of territory. And they've been expanding greatly, but this is much, much more than the current boundaries of Israel, as anybody, you know, can just take a look at the map and see. So they're transferring a huge population from this area up to basically, they're trying to get them up to the furthest reaches of Europe you know, Sweden or Great Britain, where they're handing out the biggest benefits often. And at the same time, if these Arabs can go into Europe and scare some Jews out of Europe and get them into Israel or greater Israel, that furthers also the agenda of creating this greater Israel. Get the Arabs out of the land and get the Jews in. So this all needs to be kind of, the whole situation needs to be seen in this light. And then the clash of civilizations that occurs in Europe will get a lot of, it could get a lot of white Europeans on the side of the Jews. They'll see the Jews as being enlightened and progressive and advanced and scientific. Oh, they're a natural ally against these backward barbarians. And you see a lot of controlled opposition groups like the English Defense League, which was very popular a few years ago, flying the Israeli flag as a way to kind of show their defiance against the Islamic invasion. And I'm just trying to educate people to show that it is Jews who have opened up the gate. They've done it before, and the intention, again, is the same thing. Colonization and then ruling over the populace, who is literally enslaved.
Right. Now, we hear that ISIS is coming to the United States. Does that mean that there might be a possibility that all the Jews in New York would be scared out of New York and go to Israel, to the Israeli state? Wouldn't that be kind of nice?
Well, you know, it might be all right if we could then take care of the ISIS problem, but I really don't think that
will be happening. I'm just joking. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I know. But you know what's interesting about the attack, supposed attack of September 11th? You know, if they never tried to frame that as an anti-Semitic attack. You'd think if that was legitimate and they also had not forewarned their people not to be anywhere near those buildings, you'd think that an attack on the World Trade Center, you know, high finance, which is obviously Jewish, would be construed by the media as being another Shoah. But what they wanted was something that would basically function as the Goyim Shoah, the Goyim Holocaust, something that we will never forget, never again, we'll say. And then we get led around by the leash to all sorts of Zionist wars, which have that helped to exacerbate this problem.
Right.
And it's just it's amazing. You go to war against radical Islam, and then all of a sudden, your whole country is flooded with them. What's going on here?
Yes. All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna. Our guest for the first 2 hours is Kyle Hunt. His program is The Solar Storm, which is at renegadebroadcasting.com, which he founded. I also would like you to visit renegadetribune.com. And the article that he wrote, which is entitled The Refugee Crisis and the Creation of Greater Israel. I just posted it in the chat room. Now, is the example of what the Jewish immigrants into Israel, is that an example of the way that they disseminated, murdered, destroyed 500 towns, Palestinian towns in that area? Is that exactly what they are doing to the rest of what they would like to be Greater Israel? And how many immigrants are we talking about going into Europe?
Yes, that seems to be exactly what's going on. And we're talking about an incredible amount, in the millions. In Germany alone, their current official forecast is 800,000. I actually think they might have recently bumped it up to a million or more. That is well over twice what they were originally planning earlier this year, and it is four times what they had last year. In just one weekend when they opened up the border to Austria, they had 20,000 refugees in Munich alone. That's massive. This is an invasion force. It is absolutely incredible what's going on. And they are very open in their own media about how Jews are celebrating this. And again, you were going to hear all of this talk about why would Jews like this if they're going to be persecuted in Europe by these anti-Semitic Arabs, which is in itself just a ridiculous phrase, anti-Semitic Arab. An Arab person really can't technically be anti-Semitic unless they're just a self-hating. Never mind. Here's a quote from Yigal Ben-Noon, writing for the Haaretz outlet there. Arab migration has been the best thing that's happened to Europe in the past 50 years. Arabs in Europe are a fact of life. It's time we started to accept that there's no way to block the migration of Chinese, Pakistanis, or Arabs to Europe. It's true, Europe won't be what it once was, but that's a good thing. The more migrants from Africa and Asia who arrive, the better off Europe will be. Sooner or later, their children and grandchildren will marry into veteran European families and change the demographics of their countries. Europe will be different. So he's just celebrating the genocide of Europeans there. And it's incredible. And the reason why is they just have such a hatred for the Europeans. Apparently for past slights, being kicked out of Europe a number of times, which of course the Jews never instigated any of that. They didn't do anything wrong. It was just over and over again, these terrible white people who are very kind and tolerant up to a point. They just out of nowhere just snapped and just couldn't. They just didn't like the look of Jews or something. It's never really explained to us why they hated them so much. It was never justified a response to the Jewish atrocities, though.
Right. I think it goes a lot deeper than that. Let's pick this up. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back in 3 minutes.